Today is Monday, March 10th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Pack Your Lunch Day. It's also National Napping Day, and they've got a cute picture of a little boy napping with his dog. My dog does not like napping with us. I don't know if she gets hot. She'll cuddle. She does like to cuddle on occasion, but it's only for a minute or two. And then she's like, even she sleeps with us at night. And even then she'll come up to our, you know, heads, our arms, our, you know, whatever. And she usually puts her chin. It's really sweet, but she'll put her chin like on my shoulder and in between like where my arm and my pec meet, and she'll put her, it's hard to describe, and she'll lick my arm, but it'll go on for like a minute, and then she'll turn around and go to the foot of the bed, and sometimes she'll do that for Mark as well. She'll lick him, or, you know, give him kisses and then go, but she doesn't want to like cuddle. So I, you know, in one sense, we do sleep with her because she, every night she's in bed, but she always goes to the foot of the bed. It's also National Mario Day. Oh, I wonder if I could quickly pull up a Mario theme song. I don't know. I think I can. Does this bring back any? Bum bum ba bum 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 ba bum ba bum bum ba ba dum bum 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 ba bum 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 ba bum 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 ba ba dum. Yeah, so we'll listen to this for a second. Oh, how long is this? Oh, this is only like a minute. We'll just listen to this for a minute. I love that. So when I was growing up, Nintendo, we had an Atari. I think it was my brother's Atari. And when I wanted to get a game console, my own. So I think I played Pong and, you know, whatever else, like whatever the games were on Atari, I'm sure I played them. I feel like we had that game that is notorious because the E.T. game, where it was all a big marketing thing and it sucked. And I think we had that game. That might have been Nintendo, though. I'm totally getting confused now, but that could have been a Nintendo game. But my first game console was Nintendo, and Super Mario Brothers was pretty much the first game that I played on a regular basis, and I never beat it. I to this day, I have not beat that game. So, there you go. It's also National... Oh, why did I just go into... Donkey Kong. Okay, YouTube, auto-playing. It's also National Blueberry Popover Day, so there you go. Have a blueberry popover and play any Super Mario Brothers game that you want to play. I could have played other themes, but that's the one that I think of. I think of the original, nostalgic, you know, I did complete Mario Sunshine, which was a GameCube game. And the only reason I completed it is because I was dating a guy at the time who was super into Nintendo, and he always finished all his games. So we finished a couple of games together. I never would have finished these things by myself. Like, there is no way that I would have finished them by myself. 100%. All right, let's look and see if we have any contact. It was the weekend, so I probably should go into the weekend first. First of all, I will just be honest and tell you guys, I'm recording this on a Monday, so if you're getting this later than usual, it is because I just didn't feel like recording on Sunday, to be perfectly honest. But, so what did we do on the weekend? So on Friday, I had such a busy day on Friday. I had a whole day of work, and I had lots of meetings for a Friday. I don't know why I had so many meetings for a Friday, but I did. And then as soon as work ended, I had to go because I had a rehearsal for this musical that I'm in called, the musical is Curtains. I think the original, it was David Hyde, David Hyde Pierce might have originated the one of the main role. At least he's on the cast album, and so I think he's in the original cast. But it's a murder within a murder, or a theater play within a play. So it's weird. Like, they're rehearsing for a show, but they're in a, and then somebody gets murdered. And I haven't even seen the whole show yet, but I know that's, I've played the music. I've played the music several times now, but so anyway, I had to rehearse for that. And that was fun. It was a good rehearsal. The music, I have improved. We've all improved a little bit. And so it's going the right direction. I think after two more dress rehearsals for the orchestra, we will be good to go. Probably one more, we'd be fine. But we have two dress rehearsals left that the orchestra is playing in. So that went fine. I did almost get locked out, or I did get locked out. We had a break, a little 5-minute break, and I wanted to go out to my car. And I went out to my car, and I went to come back in, and the door was locked. And so I just had to text the music director and say, hey. And someone came and let me in. But, you know, it is what it is. And then I came immediately home, and we recorded the mix, because that's how much we care about our The Mix listeners. Although I still have not finished editing the mix, which is what I've got to do after recording this. And so, yeah, just didn't feel like doing crap over the weekend, except working on podcastmaps.com, which is taking a while. So, well, for the changes I'm trying to make are very complicated, and so it's taking longer than I thought it was going to take. But did that, recorded the mix. Daniel had a race on Saturday, so we didn't do an after show. And but I had not had dinner, so I ordered Whataburger and had Whataburger for dinner. And then I went to bed. And then on Saturday, I'm trying to remember what we did on Saturday. I'm sure it was so important. I think we just kind of sat around. Oh, well, on Sunday, one thing we did on Saturday was we dug a hole. So when I have to do things, as you guys know, I'm a procrastinator. And the only way that I can get things done is just to keep a list in my head. And when I feel like checking one of those items off, no matter how big or small, I do it immediately. Like, it's like, oh, I feel like, it's kind of like when I cut down the bushes the other day. I was like, oh, I feel like doing the bushes. And that's one of the reasons that because a lot of times I will research something. I'll tell you guys, oh, I'm thinking about buying a laser pecker, you know, or whatever. And then you won't hear me mention it for months and months and months. And then one day I'll record and I'll say, oh, by the way, guys, I ordered my laser pecker last night at like midnight. And it is still so, I'm going to keep saying laser pecker because it amuses me. I'm a 12-year-old. What can I say? I have a laser pecker. I don't care how long yours is. Mine's a laser pecker. But anyway, so, and I'll say, oh, by the way, I ordered that at like midnight last night, because I'll be scrolling. I'll be like, oh, you know what? Let's just pull the trigger on that. Well, it's the same thing for chores. We've been needing to plant this tree. My parents gave us a tree that grew up in their yard. It's a tree they have in their yard, and we like it. So we're like, hey, and we have no trees in our backyard. So we're like, so we had to dig a hole, and I was kind of not looking forward to that. And then we had to get the tree, and that was a nightmare. So anyway, on Saturday, we dug a hole. That was actually easier than I thought it was going to be. It only took about a half an hour and I came up with an ingenious way to make sure it was perfectly circle. I probably over-engineered this, but I put tied a string to a stake, and then attached it to a shovel, and then I walked around keeping the tension the same on the string as I went, and that was my perfect circle. But anyway, it was probably way overthought. And also, if you're thinking about it, you're thinking, well, what if it's the string is wrapping around either the shovel or the stake as you're going around, it's getting shorter, and so you're actually not doing it. Aha, I thought of that, and it was not wrapping around either one. So there. It was attached to a nail, and it could freely rotate. So, boom. I don't know what else we did on Saturday. We had food at some point. Mark ran for a long time. I coded a bunch, even though there's nothing to show for it at the moment in production on podcastmaps.com. But I'm having fun and I'm learning stuff, and eventually it's going to be up there. I have three different coding projects going on all at the same time, because that's me. And then on Saturday evening, we ordered food delivered and we watched a movie. I'm trying to think of what movie we watched. We watched that Gorge movie, I think. I'm pretty sure we did. At some point, we watched The Gorge, but I think it was Saturday evening. And then on Sunday, got up, went to church, and we had Restaurant of the Week at Culver's because we just felt like a burger. I felt like a burger. and then we went and got the tree from my stepdad, and they have this lighting system in their flower bed, and this tree had grown up in their flower bed. This tree grew right on top of the cable for their lighting. It was so hard to get this tree out without damaging the electrical cable. We did it, but it was so difficult. And then we came home and we planted a tree for America. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.